South Florida. Keep the fun and sun capital of the world.
Ready?
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Live from the Global Pet Expo.
Let's talk pets.
Expo in Napa, but to the importance of pet ownership, the joys, the benefits, and responsible pet ownership. We're very excited about tonight's recipient. And to kick off this evening's award ceremony, I'd like to introduce the president of APA, Bob Battieri.
Dear, thank you very much. And this year I've learned, for those of you who were here last year, I completely blew it with one of my glasses. I have not put my glasses on to do this. First of all, thank you all for joining us this evening. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I'm sure it was apparent to all of you after spending some time on the show floor that fortunately for all of us, the pet industry is still thriving. As I mentioned at the press conference earlier today, this year's show marks our largest global pet expo. I mean, if you really think about it, our show had kind of leveled off. We went down a little bit the last couple of years. This show is like 10% larger than it was last year. We're more than 200 booths larger than last year. And on Tuesday, the day before the show started, we still had a waiting list of 12 people who were hoping for cancellations, sitting outside with booths in the back of their cars, waiting to come in and go to the show. So, I mean, it's that kind of a show. On top of that, I'm not supposed to tell these numbers, so pretend I didn't say anything, but our two-day attendance is already on the verge of setting a record for three-day attendance. So people are there, you're seeing the buzz on the floor, it's just everything that we were hoping for and more. There's more consumer demand than ever for our products and services that enhance the lives of our pets and our experience as pet owners. Pet product manufacturers continue to answer this call with innovative, high-quality products that all of you walking around the floor have seen. There are products you never dreamt of. I never thought of a treadmill for my dog, but I got a running center to walk them all of a sudden. I mean, there's just so much stuff out there that's just mind-boggling to see. But tonight, I want to recognize you for your part in growing this unique industry. Without you, the attention pets and pet care deserve would not be possible. It's all of you and your work that helps spread the word about the joys and benefits of pet ownership. And as I mentioned at today's press conference, I also want to thank all of you for promoting Global Pet Expo, for promoting APA, and for having people write me love letters calling me a propaganda spewing back. So I think we've really gotten to the point where, thanks. I would like to express my appreciation to our industry trade magazines for their support. Thank you all for all that you do, for allowing me to write columns for you and things like that. I do really appreciate it. I'd like to thank the many great pet consumer media organizations here tonight. Thank you all. I mean, seriously, without you guys giving the spin to the industry that it deserves, to really show the passion that's inherent in this industry and the feeling that we all have for this industry and how important pets are in our lives, it wouldn't be nearly as successful as it is. So I personally tip my hat to all of you. I also want to recognize the many internet-based news programs and bloggers for the great job you're doing, the fastest growing source of pet information, the World Wide Web, and for teaching me words that I had no clue what they meant years ago, Facebook, Twitter, tweeting, other things, et cetera. So I know it works, so God bless Impetus for making sure that I at least am comprehending what I'm talking about. And of course, my gratitude to the very first recipient of the Excellence in Journalism Award, Dr. Marty Becker, who got Good Morning America here. Thanks, Marty.
Right here. Right here. Right here.
And please, everyone join me in thanking this evening's sponsor, who's so graciously providing tonight's cocktails and appetizers, Purina. I hope you take a moment to talk to the representatives here tonight, especially Tayfone. Now I'd like to get to this year's recipient of our annual Excellence in Journalism and Outstanding Contributions to the Pet Industry Award, Victoria Stillwell. Ms. Stillwell is best known for her role as a star of Animal Planet's hit TV series, It's Me or the Dog, where she shares her insight and passion for positive reward-based training, which is excellent. The show airs in more than 40 countries and features Ms. Stillwell teaching both owners and dogs to through positive associations and confidence-building techniques. For show on the earned a 2009 People's Choice Award nomination. In 2010, she launched Victoria Stillwell Positively Dog Training, the world's first global network of hand-picked, world-class, positive reinforcement dog trainers dedicated to providing the public a brand name they can trust in humane, force-free training. It's the positive way. It's to make them feel good. Ms. Stillwell has also written two best-selling books, It's Me or the Dog, How to Have the Perfect Pet, and Fat Dog Slim, How to Have a Healthy, Happy Pet. Read that. And has appeared on countless talk shows, news broadcasts, and radio shows around the world. She's a regular columnist for The Bark, Dog World, American Dog, and Dog Today's magazines, where she further promotes her ideals. Additionally, her fondness for rescue animals in need of rehabilitation is evident in her efforts with various animal rescue organizations. She has also served as a judge on CBS's Greatest American Dog. Ms. Stillwell is the proud owner of a chocolate lab named Sadie, and is the leading force behind the Victoria Stillwell Foundation. The foundation provides financial support and canine behavior expertise to assistance dog organizations and small animal rescue shelters while promoting the concept of reward-based positive reinforcement dog training philosophies in organizations and households throughout the United States. We are delighted to honor Victoria for her commitment and contributions to the pet industry.
Thank you so much for this. What an honor. And really, with you giving me this, I think it just sort of, when I had an idea for a show 6 years ago, it was in response to the terrible waste of life that I was seeing in the shelters of Manhattan and the surrounding boroughs. And I wanted to be able to do a show that could get out to not just hundreds of people, to millions of people, and not just in the United States, around the world. And 6 years later, that's what has happened, which I'm very thankful for. I wanted to be able to give people some really great education on not just positive reinforcement training, but on responsibility about spay and neuter and how we could reduce the pet overpopulation problem in this country. So that is my passion. And by you giving me this award today, that spreads the message of responsible pet ownership and positive reinforcement training to an even greater audience. And for that, I thank you so much. Thank you to APA, the Global Pet Expo. I came here last year with my husband and Stephen, and we walked the show, and I couldn't believe how much my feet hurt. I had no idea that there were so many products on the market. And a lot of the products that I saw on that show I used on my show, which was great. But this year I'm very excited to be coming out soon with my own product line, and very much designed for the dog owners and the dogs in mind, their comfort, and their to make life easy for everybody. I do think positive reinforcement is the way that we need to treat animals now. I think traditional training methods are a thing of the past. There's no point in having a confrontational relationship with your dog when through positive reinforcement methods you can gain and get your pet to behave even better and with respect. I don't believe in intimidation training. I believe that the best leaders are the ones that can lead without force. And I want my dog to cooperate with me and want to be with me because she wants to, not because she's frightened of what happened to her if she doesn't. So I think, you know, there are thousands of positive reinforcement trainers around the country, and it's lovely to see the sort of this modern philosophy that has been around for a long, long time, but now becoming so much part of a life with pets, because pets are our passion. They're my passion. They make our lives better. And the foundation that I've set up is very important to me. That was set up, I was living in Manhattan during September 11, 2001, and I volunteered with the ASPCA. And I worked with the ASPCA and the therapy dogs that used to come to Pier 94, where the families of the victims would get on a boat and go down the Hudson River and throw flowers and wreaths into the river to remember their loved ones that they'd lost. And these therapy dogs would go on the boat. And I have to say, It was a very terrible sight to see, but it was also a beautiful sight to see, because when the people got on the boat, they weren't talking to each other, they were very sad. And then the dogs came onto the boat, things totally changed. Families started to talk to each other, people started to smile, and people who didn't want to talk to anybody could talk to these dogs. And I remember one little boy who had come with his mum, and his father had died in the World Trade Center. And he lay on the floor with his black cocker spaniel, and he smiled. And his mother said to me, that's the first time he smiled since his dad died. So that is the reason why I set up the foundation, to benefit canine assistance organisations and the smaller rescue shelters that sometimes get overlooked for the bigger humane societies. So thank you again for this. I'm so, so honoured, and I will treasure this always. Thank you.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.